The Crane Conservation Act would set aside $25 million over 5 years to help the comeback of crane species around the world. Wisconsin Representative Tammy Baldwin authored the version that the House passed in May. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold is a lead sponsor of the Senate bill, which recently made it through committee. Feingold says taxpayers and private donors are already helping some crane recovery efforts in the U.S., such as the Whooping Crane Program in central Wisconsin.
But my understanding is that it's not sufficient at this point to always encourage people in other countries, especially these birds are in Africa and Asia and Europe as well as North America. And we need to make sure that there's some kind of an opportunity to encourage those kinds of partnerships with private sector people to make this happen.
Feingold acknowledges he has a rule to not support new spending unless cuts are made elsewhere.
That was the way I drafted my bill here. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in the House version, which I generally support, they took out the offset. I am hoping that before we finish that it will be offset, because that is the way that I introduce legislation. That's the way I almost always do introduce legislation.
Feingold says time is running out on the crane bill during the current session of Congress, but he says the measure has some bipartisan support and a chance to make it through. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.